Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not letting go of the education. It's important to all of us, all districts. I'm focused on Mount Lebanon this morning because I'm getting jacked there and because it just came down. I'm going to get back to that, but I got to grab this. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, I don't give a flying rat's behind. If you do the right thing, you're good by me and you're good on this show and you're good with this audience. And that's why I reach out to Jay Costa, Democratic leader, all the time. Honestly, two things he always does. Returns phone calls and he tells the truth and he delivers. Find something wrong with that. Got some great news for us this morning. Jay Costa, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Everybody talks BS, but you don't. You actually listen, and then you fight. You went to battle, man, big time for these restaurant owners, and you delivered the first of many opportunities for them to survive and thrive again. Mm-hmm. Jay, tell us what you and other Democrats and other leaders have delivered here. It's good stuff.
Well, thank you, Marty. Yeah, we back in March, my colleague Jim Brewster recommended that we consider putting together a grant program for small businesses. And through the process, we did that. He did that back in March. At the end of May, working with our colleagues in the Senate Democratic Caucus, we advanced a proposal for $225 million from the CARES money for small businesses across Pennsylvania. Because what we saw were that a lot of the programs at the federal level in particular, and even some at the state level, were designed for larger small business, the larger businesses and the like, and folks are getting shut out. So we put $225 million in the CARES Act in June, early June, and what happened now to roll out the first $96 million of that program. We rolled out yesterday working with the Department of Community and Economic Development. And Marty, I'm happy to report to you that in the restaurant and tavern and bar space of that $96 million across the state, $30 million of that's going to go into those entities, those organizations. About 425 folks from Allegheny County are going to be receiving grants. These are not loans. These are direct grants to small businesses, 25 or under, and with $1 million of business opportunity. And they're going to get up $20,000. The average is going to be $20,000 grants to these folks because we recognize that, that it's important that these small businesses, the really micro businesses on the street corner, whether they be the auto body shops, the local small restaurant, whether it be the hairstylist in the community. These folks are struggling, and we needed to find a way to help them. And so this is the first installment on that program. I really want to encourage folks who meet that criteria, 25 employees or less, or business of $1 million or less, be able to apply. The window's going to be open again on August 10th. It's going to be open for a couple of weeks. We have $130 million more to spend and drive out through the rest of the Commonwealth. And it's also a nice blend of minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, and others. So it's a 50-50 blend of opportunity for folks. So I reached out to you just to let folks know that the program is working well and that over 5,000 businesses in Pennsylvania got help. Folks from every single county got money. And more importantly, there's another $130 million on the table that folks should be applying for.
Man, I commend you. I just do. A lot of guys take a swing, but you hit one here, man, and I respect and admire you, Jay.
How
do they get in the middle of this? How do they, if they haven't applied, if they don't know how, where do they go?
So they need to go to the local, what's called CDFI, and that is the community development organizations that we have a bunch in the state. They're divided among the Commonwealth by region, but they are available through, for example, in our area, they can contact the Northside Community Development Fund. They represent Allegheny and a bunch of other counties. They can call Bridgeway Capital. That's another program. The Progress Fund is a lot more counties, but they're available. They can contact any one of those organizations and reach out to them and say, listen, I want to apply for the CDFI small business grant. And they can do that if they meet that criteria. But, you know, we have $135 million on the table. Applications are in. The requests have been enormous, but I don't want folks to miss the opportunity.
Hey, Jay, how long does it take to get a response?
Well, I will tell you, they go through a process, and they'll have to share information. But yeah. I can tell you, we adopted the program, I think, at the end of May. Governor signed, I think, early June. And now the money is out now. So we're 2 months. Probably, I would say maybe 5 or 6 week process to do that. But the grant's averaging $20,000. Nice. That's not too bad for a small business as a grant.
This could end up saving a significant number of small businesses, right?
I think there's no question that it could save businesses. And as we go forward, specific to the restaurant and bar business, as you know, we're proposing another $100 million in this program because we know that the need is far greater than $225 million across the state. So we're proposing another round of $225, 100 of which, as you know, would be carved out for restaurants and taverns and those privately owned private venue places like the catering places to be able to build on this program. This is a good foundation to build on the program later, and we want to be able to do that as well as some of the other parts of our seven-point plan dealing with the licensees who deal with LCB.
Jay Costa, Democratic leader, I respect you for doing this. You talk the talk and you walk it, and I admire the heck out of that. Thanks, my man.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for being with you.
There you go. God delivers. Look, the guys making $1 million-plus a year are saying they're being left out. I'm being told you're next, so don't fret. But at the end of the day, if you have a small business, 25 employees or less than $1 million in revenue, and that's a significant number in this region, you need to get on this. The average grant, that means you don't pay it back, $20,000. Good for Jay Costa. I don't care what party he's from. If you do, that's your problem. The guy is delivering, trying to help small business. All right? All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.